Spoke about the Magen Avraham yesterday. The Magen Avraham wanted to present the minority view in the Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Omrim, not so much as a tip of the cap to the Bahag, as he says, you know, the Mechaber is not really paskining like the Chachmei Ashkenaz, like the Bahag and the Balei HaTosvos and the Mardechai and the Rabbeinu Chananel, etc. But what he's really saying is that there's a parallel between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah. You know, Vitzarachiyun, is that, you know, legitimate? The Kavodah Tzibor factor may be specifically related to a Chobas HaTzibor, as we suggested. So Chobas HaYachid is a little bit different. Remember, we spoke about the Ramah, you know, trying to clear in the Rishonim, when you talk about the idea of Mikra Megillah Bo'inan Asara, for, let's say, Kriyas HaMegillah Shalobizmana, based on the Gemara Daf Hey. So maybe the Asara includes women, if you assume that women's obligation is exactly the same. Anyway, so then we had a Kabbalistic source, the Medrash Hanel Amrus, that a woman shouldn't even read for herself, which surely is not a Kavodah Tzibor issue, okay, given that there's nobody else there. So again, this is a very much an extreme in the sugya. So let's take a look at the Arach HaShulchan for a very balanced approach. L'chori isha kevin shechayeves motziya gam anashim b'kriyasa. Okay, so that's the standard, right? That's the Mishnah and Erechin. That's the standard reading the Gemara and Daf Dalad. Rov Rishonim, Shitas HaRambam. Mikol Malkom, Yesh Omrim Shanashim, Yotzias HaNashim, V'atam Yishim Kavodah Tzibor, Kamo Shekasavti. V'lachin Afilu L'yachid Eina Motziya, D'lo Plug. Okay, so in other words, not necessarily for herself, but even for somebody else. V'otam Acher Yesh Bazeh, Dinei Rabbeinu HaRama, Kasa B'siv Beis, Yesh Omrim Yisha Karo La'atzim, V'rechas Yishmo Megillah, Shenachayevis bekriyasa adkan l'shono. Right, this is the other reason based on the Rishonim, the Bahag. Bir advarim da Mordechai reish Megillah hevi de Bahag gores nashim chayavos b'mishma Megillah v'lo bekriyasa. We look at the side of the Gemara, it's Rabbeinu Chananel as well. Mefiza asi shaper atesefta sheveinu de nashim turos mimikra Megillah. It's not a machlokas between the Bavli and the Tosefta, between the Mishnah and Erechin and the Tosefta. It's saying that yeah, they're not obligated in kriya, but they're obligated. And Shmiya, Mishum de Chiyuva, heavy rack, Bishmila, Fisa, Shishab, Rashin, Motzios, and Nashim, Rimnation, and Chayavos, Bikriya, Val Ikar, Hainin, and Muvan. Delama, Bishmiya, Chayavos, Velo, Bikriya. And you can say Chilukim, but your differences and your distinctions should have some logical basis. So, what do you mean, Nashim Chayavos, Bimishma, Megillah, Nashim, and Chayavos, Bimikra, Megillah? What does that even represent? You know, I understand by Shofar, the mitzvah. You know, according to the Rambam anyway, maybe this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos, the Rav didn't think so, but maybe you have a machlokas between the Rambam, better way to say it, you know, I was going to say in terms of shofar, is it lishmo kol shofar, or a tkiya shofar, is shita rabbeinu tam, but certainly within the Rambam, right, we know that there's a difference between the shofar of Yovel and the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, right, the mitzvah is tkiya shofar by Yovel, and shmiyas shofar by Rosh Hashanah, and there's a reason for that. The Rambam explains that by Yovel, it's a hachraza, it's a declaration. That's the point, is to ukratim to Rabbar, it's the chol yeshivah. So he's not, you know, just pulling these chilukim out of thin air. And by shofar, right, the idea is to, you know, v'nizkartim v'tnei Hashem Elokeichem, v'noshatim oyveichem, kind of a theme, right, you know, to integrate, to hear the sound of the shofar. The Rambam says there's a remez yeshbo reyushen mishinaschem. So pray tell, says the Aruch HaShulchan. That's why I love the Aruch HaShulchan so much. Right, he's writing halachic sefer, but with, based on lamdos. That's the way halacha should be. It should emerge from clear concepts. That's the Rashi in the beginning of this week's parsha, Asher Tasim Lefneihem. An article in there about that. Lavinam Tamei Hadavar. So what are we just making up a chilek between Shmiya and Kriya? Well, what's this all about? It says, Lama b'shmiya chayavos v'lo b'kriya. V'nili de b'hag svir le'idiyef shalom edibitam shafeinu e'yibos enez yechiyav gamar ki'ish. It can't be that Afhein generates a chiyav gamar. Right, remember the Balei Tosfos themselves were sensitive to this issue. That's why they said the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim needs another svara why women are really eating matzah. Right, Baal Tochal Chametz is connected to Kumechol Matzah. Dim Kain, Lama Lachim Mashem Nashim Mekesh Baal Tochal Chametz Pesachim Lem Mitam Daf Hinay Yabosenes. Levadai Dimitam Zenochi of Gamer Ki Ish Lekriya Aladai Bishmiya. When Afhein Hayu Baosanes translates to, this is an amazing perspective of the Aruch HaShulchan, is Afhein Hayu Baosametzah. So let them be involved in the mitzvah in some way, not b'shleimusa, let's say. You might say by matzah that creates a chiyuv derabanan, because we're not going to say, okay, she's going to drink the matzah instead of eating the matzah. But by mikra megillah, maybe so she has an involvement. But what would an involvement be? Shmiya, and not kriya, right? So that's a compelling idea. Okay. es anashim miu nashim motzios kevan de chiyuvan shave. And he says ayin magen Avram she medrash anav yamatzol dekri yishal atishavish bitzarech lomer disfile dekri alo niskin la bitzarech iyun. He leaves that magen Avram bitzarech iyun. It's based on a kabbalistic source. Very difficult. V'das Rashi Tosvos motzios gam anashim v'chein.
For the induction ceremony into the national.
Tarbe poskim v'arambam. But in the end of the day, and this is what another part of, I think, the feature is, you guys will develop attachments to certain achronim, as I've developed attachments. The Yerach HaShulchan says, you know, in the end of the day, in Chachma, in Eitzah, v'in Tfuna, you know, Neged Rov Rishonim in the Rambam. But, you know, he says, you know, in the end of the day, let's not lose sight of first principles. Rov Rishonim, Rov Minyan and Rov Binyan, right, in terms of, you know, who we're talking about here, Rambam, Rashi, you know, etc., are going to tell you that this distinction between Kriya and Shmiya is not operative, and that it's really Nashim Otsias HaNashim Yidei Chovasan. So I just wanted to conclude with a 30-second Svara of my own. To the Arach HaShulchan, let everybody go to their honor society. So you know, the Arach HaShulchan is saying basically Shmiya connotes.
Those who are here for the national honor.
You know, I think that the Arach HaShulchan has, you know, really gotten the ball rolling in terms of thinking about Shmiya as kind of involvement in the mitzvah and Kriya as a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. But I'd like to suggest a slightly different interpretation. Again, very much along the same lines as to a Svara to be mechalik between Kriya and Shmiya on the basis of what I just suggested by the Rambam and Shofar. In the Rambam and Shofar, he says, you know, that the Tkiya is a hachraza, it's a declaration, and Shmiya really relates in some respect to, you know, internalizing certain ideas. Uri yishenim yishinaschem. So I'd like to suggest that maybe that we could connect that back to Afin Hayu Bosonis, but in the opposite direction of the chiluk that we suggested. We said the more that you think that it's Esther, the more that you think they're going to be chayav in the mitzvah all the way, because she was the driving force. And the more that you think that Afin Hayu Bososafik, so the more that you're going to argue, okay, well, you know, maybe you could be the lower level chayav. So maybe we could turn that on its head, right? Because if you think about Esther's involvement, right, the amazing thing about Esther. Lichtenstein wrote this up in an essay, is that she goes from being extremely passive, that, you know, the only thing she really did was what she didn't do, right, lovikshah davar, etc. And then she listens to what Mordechai has to say, and it's this clarion call for her, and she's called to action, right? So if the basis of women's involvement is really, you know, Esther, then maybe we could say the following, right, that nashim chayavos b'mishma megillah. In the sense that, you know, their chiyuv parallels what it was that Esther went through. Esther was, you know, not necessarily moved to do anything until she heard what it was that Mordechai was telling her, culminating in this very, very powerful idea when he says, "Mi yodei imleis kazos," you know, he got the malchus. You have to understand why it is that you're here. And it really is a moment of, you know, uri yishenim mishinaschem for her in the literal sense of the term. Okay, if it's afhein hayu ba'oso safek, right, that literally everybody was in the same boat, so maybe you could say the opposite. Maybe there's no reason to be mechalik between whatever the obligation of men is and the obligation of women. They were all in the same boat. So I was just going to suggest that this is precisely the opposite of what I was saying earlier in the week. The more you think that it's based on Esther personally, and women's obligation is to sort of go through the transition that Esther went through, so then I think that would express itself in terms of a chiyav, a shmias, a megillah, which Esther herself, she really, you know, there's a paradigm for that. Okay, very good. We'll hold it up here. God willing, next week we'll take a look at a different aspect of the Rambam and Hilchos Megillah.